You're listening to Vinylthon.
Heard on radio stations around the world.
Because in vinyl, we trust.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time. But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to WONY 90.9 FM. My name is Joshua Youngquist, and I am here with Coleslaw. If you guys, I'm going to put the mics on if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Hello. We are Coleslaw, guys. What's up?
Do you want to say who's who?
So I'm Jerry.
I'm Sean.
Of Coleslaw.
I'm Mitch.
What do you guys do in the band?
So I am the singer and guitar player.
Okay.
I hit things. I play the drums.
Yes, sir.
I also play the guitar and write the songs.
And then we're missing Elliot, who's the bassist for the band.
Yeah, Elliot can't be here today,
He's
guys.
With us in a little thought and spirit.
Spirit.
Yeah, spirit, yes. So, yeah, I just decided that it would be fun. They got a new single coming out. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I decided it would be fun just to have them on the show and chit-chat a little bit. So, first off, I'm going to play Instant Crush by Daft Punk and Julian Casablancas. So that was Instant Crush by Daft Punk and Julian Casablancas. And we've just been just talking here a little bit. You guys have something you want to say, right? About the B-side?
Oh, yeah. So tonight at 8 o'clock for Parents Weekend, we're going to be playing a show at the B-side. It's going to be pretty cool. We're going to be like cutting out. But we're going to do our original music with some new covers and stuff like that. Some indie rock songs, some regular rock songs. This could be a lot of fun.
Want to give them a little taste? What are you thinking?
So if you guys know The Strokes, mm-hmm. we're going to be playing a little Strokes tune.
Nice.
If you guys are aware of the Johnny Cash punk version of Social Distortion, we're going to be doing some of that. What's another one we're doing? Oh, some R.E.M. in there, because R.E.M. is always pretty cool. But yeah, what do you guys... You guys want to say anything?
You nailed it.
Yeah. I think I hit the nail on the head there, yeah.
You got it.
But it's going to be a good show. We're going to play well, hopefully. It's going to be good stuff.
You guys are free around 8 o'clock tonight. You guys should definitely check that out at the B-side.
Yeah, you're not doing anything at 8 o'clock, let's be real here. So you might as well go to the B-side, have a drink, have a few foods. And
some could say it could be the perfect time to just, you know, see some live music pregame a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Some could say, though.
Some might say.
Some quality.
Some people could say this.
So, I mean, kind of get into the questions a little bit just to start it off.
Sick.
So, I know you, okay, how did it start? Like, high school? I know it started in high school a little bit, the band. But who was in that, or no one?
Yeah, so, like, what was it? I think it was, like, freshman year high school. It was me and Mike, so me and Mitch.
Nice.
It was me, Mitch, our friend who played bass, and our friend who played drums, and we just go in this kid's concrete basement and play Smelly Teen Spirit about 15 times in a row. Maybe slip In Bloom, the intro of In Bloom in there every once in a while, and then we get some burgers, and then we wouldn't play again. But
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Started with me and Jerry in high school, and I mean, eventually we learned some more songs than Nirvana.
Eventually, when we got more...
And we did a fundraiser for our high school prom.
Yeah,
And then we performed at our prom.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, our first show ever was like a talent show at high school. And then we were like, oh, playing music live is kind of fun. Like, that's pretty cool. So then we, yeah, like Mitch said, we went to the principal. And we were like, oh, let's do a fundraiser. We could kind of excuse just to play a concert.
Yeah, 100%.
And we raised like...
I think it was like $3,000.
Yeah. We raised a lot for prom.
Pretty good.
Nice.
And then... when we got to college, me and Mitch were just, like, playing in, like, rock ensemble bands and stuff. And we were like, all right, we kind of want to play, like...
Got to bring back the slaw.
We had to bring back the slaw because, like, we would write stuff in Mitch's shed all the time. So we had a few little songs.
Yeah.
You may know one of them is always on my mind. Mm-hmm. That was one of those early ones. And actually South. So,
yeah. So when you guys first started, was it a bit, I don't want to say unserious, but just kind of just, like, going with the flow of it of all? And then once you, like, performed, you kind of realized you liked what you were doing?
I mean, yeah, it started with us just learning our favorite rock songs.
Yeah.
Metallica, Nirvana.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then we just started one day just writing our own little guitar things and songs and, yeah.
And so how did you guys, like, piece it together with college? Because I know, like, you and Mitch knew each other, but then Sean and Elliot, when did they come into the fold?
So we were playing... Like, with other bands, like, doing other stuff, like, other people's originals, other covers and stuff, and we were kind of like, we want to do our own stuff. Mm-hmm. So we branched off, and we talked to Elliot, because we just knew he had a bass.
Yeah.
I think he started playing bass when he started playing Coleslaw. And before Sean, we had a drummer, Logan. Shout out, Logan. But things happened, and Sean came in the mix, and we could be happier.
Yeah, actually, the story, I met Elliot, like, a long time ago. I've known him since, like, we used to do mountain bike racing back in high school. So, like, I see him around campus, I'm like, wait, you look so familiar. And then he reached out to me one day, because he joined my other band, the Pikes. And then he was like, all right, well, we need a drummer. And that's how I got the spot.
Shout out the Pikes.
Nice. Shout out the Pikes.
Shout out the Pikes.
Yeah, shout out to the Pikes. Yeah. I mean, some say slaw is law, but...
Slaw is law, guys.
Yeah. All right, so real quick, next up we have Damn That River, and this one goes out to Elliot. He can't be with us, but we'll play this song for him.
Elliot. We'll be right back.
Back, and that was Reptilia by the Strokes. So yeah, we've kind of just been talking about music here. I mean, kind of fitting being on, you know, being with some musicians, being, you know, on a radio show. But we're kind of just talking about like all the different types of music we got into. Talking about Freaking Out on the Interstate by Briston Moroney, which we're gonna play in a little bit. But
it's a good tune.
It is a good tune. It is a good tune.
Brings back memories.
Yeah.
Does. High school.
Yeah, 100%. I was talking about how my junior year, that song was on, like, repeat. Like, because, I mean, that was kind of, like, COVID. Yeah.
I think it was, like, right before COVID, like, hit.
Again?
It was, like, the last, like, time, like, things were normal.
Yes.
And COVID hit.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Because I remember, speaking on COVID, like, I kind of want to say, like, the 3 months of, like, isolation, I feel like that's when my music taste really kicked off. Because I had nothing else to do besides listen to music in my room.
Yeah.
So that's when I found, like, I knew of Nirvana, but that's when I really got into Nirvana and then grunge because of that.
Mm.
Yeah. You guys were talking about The Shed a little bit.
What?
You guys were talking about The Shed a little bit, how you and Mitch would,
Yeah, so, like, we brought it up earlier. We were talking about, like, how the band, like, started and stuff. But, like, at Mitch's house in Long Island, I would drive over and we'd sit and play guitar in the shed. But, like, if we heard a cool artist, like, on our own or, like, a cool video of a band playing, we'd bring it to each other and be like, oh, this is so cool. Because, like, what we were saying earlier, like, we started playing, like, a lot of rock songs, like Nirvana, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But, like, when we go to the shed, we'd, like, Hers, I remember, like, playing that. And, like, showing each other, like, we listened to Mac DeMarco, the Hers, and that's when we got more into, like, the indie kind of stuff. And that's kind of, we kind of fell in love with, like, indie music and indie rock stuff. And that's how Coleslaw's, like, sound, if you will.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. And Sean, you were talking a little bit about, like, your music taste. You said your dad influenced you a little bit.
Yeah, my dad just, like, I think that's kind of where I get my music taste from, because he's just, like, so, like, all over the board with it. Like, A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, 100%.
Parliament, like, Joe Walsh, stuff like that. And grunge and alternative, it's just, like, I've just grew up, like, around it. It's radio stations. Shout out Alt Nation, Sirius XM.
Yeah.
Shout out Mr. McLean.
Shout out
Mr. McLean. Yeah, I actually listened to Alt Nation, too, growing up, so... I actually haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the same as it used to be.
No. I remember, it wasn't Alt Nation, but it was like October. I think it had to be like 2020. I was driving with my friend, and for whatever reason, like, his Bluetooth was like busted. So he was like, I guess we have to listen to the radio. And that's actually how I found the Smashing Pumpkins, because I think it was...
Is it Lithium?
I can't remember.
They play all the grunge music on there.
Hopefully he remembers. I don't know. But they played, like, I think it was Today that they played. And then I was like, yo, what's this song? And he was like, oh, that's the Smashing Pumpkins, blah, blah, blah. And that kind of, yeah, that little thing.
Yeah, that one.
And yeah, that kind of set it off a bit.
Nice.
But yeah, yeah. So I'm going to play Freaking Out on the Interstate, and then I'm going to play South, which is the
new... Hey, that's our song.
Yeah.
New
songs. We're going to talk about that after, but... South is the new single from Coleslaw, so...
Yes, it is.
Make sure to stay tuned for that.
Freaking out on the interstate.
All right, you guys just heard South by Coleslaw. First time played on the radio, maybe? I don't know. I think. Who knows?
We'll get to you.
I'm very very honored when he was able to get to play that and be with the band.
I guess,
dude. So, yeah. Do you guys want to talk about how you, like, what that song means to you, how you wrote it a little bit, like the process before we get into it?
Yeah, so I wrote it in my dorm freshman year. Mm-hmm. And then I brought it to practice. This is before Coleslaw, actually. Okay. This was like before we brought Coleslaw to school, because I remember I brought it without the lyrics.
Yeah.
And to another band we were in, and they were like, "Oh, this is pretty good." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't realize it was that good." And then I was like, "So I wrote lyrics to it," and then that was kind of like the transition point where we were getting to Coleslaw.
Uh huh.
So yeah. It was like Coleslaw started, and I had the full song, and that's kind of we play that over and over again. And then we play other things.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the dorm.
And then did sitting. People kind of like, because I've like, when I like, I guess a few of the bands I've been in, when we try to write something, it kind of just comes together over time. Is that kind of what happened with this? Or like, did you have a vision from the get-go?
I wrote the bass line of it, and things were added as we played it more.
Yeah.
And like, we added different things, brought different elements into it. But like the main part of it, like the main part you hear in the beginning,
yeah,
and stuff like that, was the original. But we added certain, like the breakdown at the end didn't exist. The solo at the end didn't exist really. The chorus we kind of changed a little bit, the chords, like how it was structured.
Yeah.
And but it's basically the same tune.
Yeah.
But it's the breakdown at the end is kind of like paying homage to Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Because we would do that song at Doghouse, and every time we played it, we would go into time. So we were like, we need to find a way to slow it down. We did actually did it at Oney Island, but we need to slow it down, like get a good segue going. So that's how the breakdown got born.
Yeah.
It was that. Did we have the breakdown when I first played with you guys? I can't remember.
Yes.
It was?
But that was like immediate, like we were like, oh, time could go into it, because it's like the same, I don't know, music stuff, key, I guess.
Yeah. I can't remember when the first time I saw you guys play, but like, I remember that, and when you guys started playing time, the energy in the room was killer. That was a really good time.
That was a big hit, I feel like.
It was, 100%, 100%.
Because I feel like we beef it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like I really get into the raspy.
I'm going to play time in a little bit, but I was actually thinking that the other day. I was playing time. I think it was the day after Woney Island, where we had Coleslaw and then 9 other bands. It was a great time. Shout out to everyone who stuck around and helped. Everyone who was accommodating. Big thanks. Made it a
big
wonderful
ups.
Event. But yeah, I was listening to time. After Woney Island, and I was like, yeah. I mean, it is different. It is different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your guys' cover. I don't want to say it's better, but.
Coleslaw kind of puts a little spice on it.
A little heavier.
We had a little edgier. Cajun seasoning to it.
A little Old Bay.
A little Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah, a little Old Bay never hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah. Kind of talking about the music scene a little bit. We were just getting into it a little bit.
Yes.
So our freshman year, that was when Treehouse was around. And
yeah.
Magnus is in Manchester right now.
Manchester.
But when Magnus and I were together.
Whoa. Wait, are we discovering something?
Whoa.
Let's talk about that.
Let's discuss.
Yes. But when Magnus and I were doing our show together, that's how to word it, yeah.
Yeah.
We interviewed Keith, actually, who had Treehouse.
Shout out Keith.
Yeah, Keith Bush. Keith Bush. And we kind of just got into the music scene there a little bit and kind of, yeah. So yeah. We're going to talk about it a little bit, but I feel like, yeah, so our freshman year, we had Treehouse.
I feel like that was, like, every venue's been awesome, but I feel like Treehouse.
Oh, God. That's all I got to say about it, man.
I feel like Treehouse had a certain, like, not to use the word vibe, but
no,
vibe to it, carefree. Like, it felt like, because I feel like a big thing with the music scene in Oneonta now is it's just not as accessible as it was. Truly sad.
Sad times. It's been sad times.
But I feel like no one knows it exists except for people that are in the bands and that are friends with people in the bands.
100%.
So I think that's the big issue that's like plaguing this, like the music scene here, like a lot. Like I feel like you guys agree, right?
Yeah.
I think the thing that was, I think, the coolest about Treehouse specifically was, I remember I was texting my brother once, and he knew about Treehouse, even though he's like 8 years older than me, and he lives in New Paltz, because a New Paltz band was coming up to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was stuff like that. Like, Keith had people from, like, all over.
Pretty big acts.
Yeah, he did.
And then,
I mean, like, Ali San.
I think,
local, but now she's playing. She played with, do you know Gustavo from Big Time Rock?
Yeah, Gustavo Rock, dude.
She played with him today.
Shout out.
Crazy.
But, yeah, I feel like Treehouse was like, you could go in there and talk to one guy, and he's like, oh, I play lacrosse.
And
another guy is like, oh, I'm in frat or whatever. Like, it's like people were from different
walks of life
mm-hmm. there. And it's like, I feel like now it's just one, which isn't a bad thing. It's not like,
It's different.
It's not at its fullest potential because no one knows about it. And I feel like it's not as accessible.
I think the accessibility and people not knowing about it. I don't know if it's like a year thing. Like, because our freshman year, like Treehouse, I remember the fall semester, like so fall 22 is when I started going to Treehouse, but it was still pretty small. Like I'd say, like you'd recognize the same people, but it was like the same group that was there, whatever. But it was always open, but you would get the same like 30, 40, 50 people.
But you get more other.
But they were all different.
It wasn't only the same.
I remember I would go and I'm like, I would talk to Gio, who's like this guy who's a bouncer at the Red Jug, not really in the music scene.
Yeah.
And then I would talk to like, I remember like seeing like, I would see like you guys, or like I would see like some girls that I knew that in a sorority. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like totally different, but we were all like just getting together.
Yeah.
And then I remember when The Witch played, actually. I feel like that night.
Show.
Yeah. That was a great show. And then the Valentine's Day rave that following day. I think that weekend is what kind of like set it off, if that makes sense. Like set the tone for the rest of the semester of it was just a party all the time.
It was just a good big party.
Great party.
I feel like 360 Main was like,
it was an ideal spot.
Pinnacle. Because you weren't near any like residential area, so you weren't getting, it was a post office and a
KFC.
AutoZone and a KFC. You're not getting a noise complaint.
Right by the bus stop.
But it was like, everybody, like, a lot of people would go.
100%.
It was more like.
And it was, and I feel like, I don't know if that's just like music scenes in like college towns.
It might just be like,
but
I think it's just ebbing and flowing. And it's like, I just think there needs to be other, like, more options for bands to get out there.
I think.
Like, I feel like they have, because you're not. You can't expect growth when it's like the same three spots that people are playing at.
100%.
It's like, the Black Oak is a great spot.
I mean, I feel like the market, we just got it back, I'd say.
Yeah.
I think that might have affected.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we just got it back, which is really good. But I feel like
a big thing
is like marketing.
Slowly but surely.
Well, that's the thing. I think, kind of going off that, like when we lost the Black Oak, I think that was like a good way for like new bands, like student bands.
That was
bands.
A great way.
So that was like how they would get out. I know a lot of people like created bands now from that. So I think the loss of that and like kind of, I don't want to say, rock ensemble's always been a big thing at Oneonta since it's been around.
Yeah, 100%.
But I do want to say, like, I think without like the ability to see those rock ensemble bands really like up front and like it strictly be like new bands.
Yeah.
I think that's where some of the pizzazz might have gotten lost a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, yeah, slowly coming out. Sean, you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, so next year, where Ant Hill is currently, I will be owning that house. I have some big plans. I want to bring in some...
Drop a little sound effect there. Wait.
Big plans.
Keep going.
Big plans.
But I want to have some, like, outside bands. I have some band... I mean, shout out to Box Rooster, if you guys know them. Want to have them up.
Day.
But
Box Rooster.
But basically, I just want to make it open to new bands as well as old ones.
Yeah, 100%. You guys hear that, by the way?
What was that?
Smoke alarm or something, I don't know. Anyway, so you were saying.
But I just basically want to make it like a nice melting pot for upcoming DJs, bands, anything like that, cover bands, whatever.
Yeah.
Just want to make it open and accessible for everyone and just have fun, basically. Make it an inviting place and
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
I think Oneonta, like, I was talking to this woman I work close with. She went here in the 90s, and she talks about how even then it was completely different. Like, you know that theater that, like, is abandoned?
Yeah.
They used to do music shows there.
They did?
Yep. They would have. Every weekend they would do shows there. Autumn Cafe would get rid of all the tables apparently, and they would do shows there.
Like, I don't know why that can't happen again.
That's the thing.
You just got to put yourself out there.
Yeah. I think it's like the networking, and I don't know how. She talks about how it used to be. Town is kind of owned by the same like six people now, in the sense of like they just like they like stayed. Businesses stayed while others left.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that, but
it's how things.
I think for a while Oneonta as a whole was trying to like. I guess clean up its act, so I think that might have gotten lost along the way. But I think, like, I look at Skate Jam, like the fact that Skate Jam is like something that started our freshman year, and it's like what it's become.
Yeah,
it gives me hope a little bit for future Very music cool. endeavors and stuff like that, because it's cool to see.
Yeah, it's all about going outside your comfort zone and like asking people about it.
You gotta, like you guys said, like I mean, even asking frats, I think that's. As a, like a good.
I think
thing.
That's like a good thing. Way to get those other demographics in the mix.
100%.
Like, it's very beneficial. Like, it would be very beneficial. And I feel like reaching out to places you wouldn't otherwise, like, trying different bars, trying different restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Like, that's a good way. And I just feel like, I don't know if it's, a lack of asking. Like, I don't know if people are trying it. It's, like, it's not going anywhere.
I don't know.
But I think that's something like, we want to work on. Like, I think we want to probably... We're trying to resurge a little bit, because I feel like there's no diversity within the scene. That is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like right now, like, Coleslaw... Forgive me if I'm forgetting, but like, I feel like we're the only like indie rock, like strictly indie rock band.
I'm trying to think about it, and I can't think of like a current. I mean,
currently, I don't think
you Pikes and Plainview. I would say, but even Pikes and Plainview. I don't know what you guys. What would you describe Pikes and Plainview?
I'd just say alternative. Yeah, like I honestly, I don't have a genre for it.
I feel like Pikes are very like bluesy. Like
I would,
Well,
yeah,
it's like classic rock, but it's not classic yet.
Yeah,
yeah.
Slaw's awesome rock, but it is awesome right now. So.
Slaw's law. But yeah, Coleslaw is, I would say, the one indie rock band.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a. A good genre that I feel like everybody can agree that's, like, enjoyable.
I think, 100%. Like, I think it's a common middle ground. I will say, though, the O Factor, way more bands than I thought.
Yeah.
So many good bands that I haven't seen, like...
Yeah. Who's one, like, Suffren?
Suffren.
Suffren. Very, very, very good.
Suffren.
Buffalo Joe, congrats.
Buffalo Joe, yes, congratulations to Buffalo Joe. I actually have the chain on this, too, so maybe we'll play the
chain, dude.
But yes, Buffalo Joe, congratulations. But yeah, they and there was this band that opened, like Wine Lips.
Oh yeah,
they were actually
like
pretty good.
Christian,
they
rock
were
band. Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. They kind of like Creed. Couldn't tell. If you listen a little bit, you
know.
A little bit. Yeah, but I didn't know that.
Yeah,
but I mean,
get
even
them
then,
to
though,
do a Creed cover.
Yeah,
that would be sick. I can't if they're willing. Wine Lips, if you're listening. No, it can't be Wine Lips. Wine Lips is a band.
Yeah, Wine Lips is a band.
Wine Lips is a band.
It's a new wine?
That's a, what's
new
that
wine.
Song?
New wine.
Wine Lips. Shout out Wine Lips.
Yeah. Shout out Wine Lips. Wine Lips is a good band.
Wine Lips is a good band. I'm going to play some Wine Lips. But New Wine, if you're listening and you want to cover Creed, I think...
Please do so.
I think everybody would give you ample...
With arms wide open.
With arms.
That's a great one. That's a great tune.
You guys, something to think about. You think about Eyes by Wine Lips? That's the one I'm thinking about.
I don't know.
All right, let's see. Want to play that tune?
If you want to. It's your show, man.
Play that show. We'll be right back. So that was Time by Pink Floyd. And I'll put the mics on in a few. But we're actually talking about Max Wright. So the mics are going to be hot. But we kind of just started talking about Max Wright.
Big up. Shout out.
Shout out Skate to Max Jam. Wright, 100%. Skate Jam. Skate Jam and just...
Skate Jam.
Being a community
being
member.
Being an awesome community like, member. Helping.
We're getting a new skate park.
New skate park, guys.
That's what I was going to say. New skate park. That's all I got to say about that. But I was going to say...
All right, we're going to head out, actually.
Yeah, actually.
We
got to go. But, yeah, I know Courtney Place, she's a teacher here. Her aunt actually got the first skate park built.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Back really in the cool. 90s. So, and I told her, I remember I told her about Skate Jam one day when we were just talking.
Shout out the 90s.
And she was like, oh, yeah, my aunt actually got that petitioned. And I was like, no way. So it's kind of cool to see that full circle. And then, yeah, Max is now getting it totally refurbished.
Yeah, Max is great. He's helping out a lot.
He is. And he's, everything he's doing with the music scene and just, yeah. That's about it. Do you guys have anything else to say? Any final remarks?
I just want to say thank
chicken
you.
Jockey. Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
Steel.
That's on here.
Two, stream our new single South.
Yeah, please stream our new single South. Come to the B-side tonight at 8. Mm-hmm. It's great electric funk music.
Yeah.
Vibrations.
Don't come expecting funk.
No, we're not playing funk music. We're going to play our usual set. If you've ever seen us, it's going to be the same thing. Well, like, not the same thing, but, like, we're going to
jazz it up.
We got some new stuff to
it's
be
It's
going to
be exciting.
Man.
It's going to be fun.
So I feel like our big thing is, like, we play the same set every time we play. So, like, this set is going to be different. So if, like...
I was pleasantly surprised. I can't lie. It won't, I feel like there were some...
It was, like, the same set we played.
Was
like,
it really?
Yeah.
I guess it's been a year.
It's, like, the same
are
exact
you,
one.
Seriously?
Right, minus, like, one new
that's
song from us,
some
but
new
it's,
originals,
like...
Some new originals,
but...
I guess maybe I just... South was new to me.
Yeah.
I guess I've heard South before, but...
But if you haven't heard South yet, like... One, I'm not really sure what you're doing that you haven't heard South, but no, I'm just kidding, guys.
Like
you guys, everybody's busy. But South is a good song. We like
South
it.
It's a great song.
If you were tuning in, you probably heard it on the radio. But listen to South. Come see us at 8, the B-side ballroom.
Yeah.
Shout out Wony. Shout out Josh for letting us come here and talk.
Always.
Maybe, always tip your bartenders.
Tip your bartender 100%. And maybe next semester, if the interview show comes back, you'll be hearing more from these people with Elliot as well.
One love, guys.
Who knows?
Yeah.
One love.
Is that the...
One love.
I'll ask you later. Well, but yeah, thank you for keeping it locked at WNY 90.9 FM.
Excuse me.
You are listening to WONY Onianta. Keep it spooky and keep it locked. Ha 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 ha.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at home? Mm. Look closely and you will find poison risks hidden in plain sight inside every house. Mm. But there are actions you can take to poison-proof your home, like keeping household cleaners locked up high and away from children, properly labeling and securing medicines and supplements, and installing carbon